Good day, blessed people. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. There is a purpose for your pain. In the book of Genesis, 50th chapter, verses 19 and 21, Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid. Do I act for God? Don't you see? You planned evil against me, but God used those same plans for my good. As you see all around you right now, life for many people, easy now. You have nothing to fear. I'll take care of you and your children," he assured them, speaking with them heart to heart. That was Joseph talking to his brothers who came to Egypt that needed him, the same Joseph that they sold into slavery, that they threw in a pit, the same brother that they told the father died, is the same brother that they needed help from, the same brother that they needed to survive. There's a purpose for your pain. Joseph endured betrayal, hatred, and false persecution, and that came from first from his family. Some of us may know what it's like to be betrayed and hated and persecuted by the people that hurt you. That's the worst kind of hurt. The people that we expected to love us, to nurture us, to welcome us, is when they betray us, when they persecute us, when they're against us. That's a deep-rooted hurt. But Joseph did not let that stop him from doing good. God continued to bless Joseph in the midst of when he was in a pit, when he was enslaved. God continued to bless him because Joseph did not allow the circumstances to change who God had called him to be. God had a calling on his life. God allowed him to go through what he was going through. There's a purpose in your pain. What you're going through, it may not be an accident. It may be all a part of God's plan. He's allowing it because there is a purpose for your pain. Joseph continued to do what God had predestined him to do. There is a purpose for your pain. There's a purpose for your hardship. There's a purpose for all that has happened to you, the things that you just can't understand. Right now, it makes no sense. I don't know how many people have cried countless and endlessly on the same people that they helped, the same people that they loved. And they may have not sold you into slavery. They may not have thrown you into a pit. They may not have pretended like you were dead, but emotionally, they have persecuted. Emotionally, they have sold you. They have sold you away with their negative thoughts, with the negative words, the things that they have said about you that's not true. Nothing hurts worse and more than when people that we love, people that we are close to, they say things and they persecute us and we can't understand it. That's deep-rooted pain. But there's purpose for your pain. Continue to do what God told you to do. Continue to be who God called you to be. God didn't call you to be the people that are persecuting you, the people that are hating you. He called you to be you because he has a purpose for your pain. He's going to use your pain for his glory, just like he did Joseph. He's going to use the same people that betrayed him had to come to you. One day, the same people that betrayed you, that persecuted you, that turned their back on you, those may be the same people that have to come humbly before you, humbly, and asking you for forgiveness, looking right at you, knowing that you're the only one that can help them and give them whatever they need. They may have to come to you. And if they never come to you, that's okay. Continue to do God. God can only bless what you're doing. He said, whatsoever you do, he shall bless. God is not going to bless you with what someone else is doing. God is going to bless what you're doing. And he told you to follow him. He told you to cast your cares unto him because he cares. He told you that the battle is his and not yours. Continue to do right. It doesn't matter what they're saying about you. Don't let them stop you from whatever area in your life, whatever people are coming against you, and you're trying your best, you're being the best you can. Don't let them stop you. Continue to pour and sow love. Sow seeds of love. You will reap that harvest. Weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is purpose for your pain. You may not understand why you're going through it. You, just like Joseph, may have done nothing. You may have lived a good life. You may have been doing all that you were supposed to, and you still have misfortune come to you. Continue to do the right thing. Continue to seek God. Continue to pick the Bible up to develop a personal relationship with Him. You need a personal relationship with Him. You can't go by what somebody else is saying. You can't go by what you see other people. You have to seek Him. There's a purpose for your pain. It doesn't feel like it. Pain hurts. Pain hurts. Pain sometimes become unbearable, especially when you don't understand it. And nothing is worse than the pain of people that we didn't expect to hurt us. When things happen to us, uncontrolled, may not be a people, might be a circumstance, might be an illness that you're going through. It might be a loss that you have. Nothing hurts more when you have lost something or someone that you care so deeply about and you just don't understand. God, how could you allow me to experience this? How could you allow this person to go? How could you take this away from me? There's purpose in your pain. I don't know. I am that God. I don't see all and know all. I'm just here to encourage you today to continue on. Continue to press on. Continue to press for it. Press in your hurt. Press in your depression. Press on and seek God first. Above all things, seek Him. There is a purpose for your pain. Continue to go on. God bless you all. Stay encouraged. Stay seeking God. May you have a thirst and hunger for His righteousness. May you develop a personal relationship with Him. God bless you.